Hello everyone, welcome. I would like that you could sit as much as closer to each other and to me, because it really helps the atmosphere and helps that we feel that we are together.
Yep.
Okay. It's a privilege for me that you're giving me a chance that I could share from the Word of God and I can preach today. So I'm really thankful for this, and I hope really God will help me to do a great job. Because it's a really, every time that I get up to the stage and I prepare something to share and to share a lesson, for me, it's the most emotional thing ever, because the people of God, it's the most important people. So for me, you are the best audience that ever can be, because you are the chosen one that God have chosen. You are really special to the eyes of God and special to me. So let's pray and let's jump to our topic. Dear God in heaven, thank you so much that it's Sunday. It's the day of your Son, and we could come together. We could glorify your name, and we are one. And we really want to glorify you, God, today and every day of our life. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his sacrifice, that he made everything perfectly, that we could be sitting today in your assembly as someone that's really valuable in your eyes, and we're really thankful about this. God, please be with me when I'm sharing, and because I know it's a great responsibility, so please be with me that everything I will say, it will really build up and really will glorify you. I love you so much, God, and I'm praying in Jesus' name, amen. I'm sorry that I have only my phone, because my printer was not working yesterday, but I have a Word print here, so I have everything. I just want to start with my topic today. It's be strong and courageous. I just want to start with a question for you guys. What do you think that means? Be strong and courageous. What it means personally for you? Let's give me some feedback. You can say in German without worries. I have the gift of spirits, and I can understand. No, I'm joking. That's okay.
Do what you deem right, even if you're afraid to do it.
Okay, yeah.
Because it could have consequences, bad consequences, you don't know.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Don't give up, yeah.
Fear not.
Fear not. Yeah.
Depend on God.
Depend on God. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
It reminds me of battle.
It's a battle. Yeah. Amen.
Mut zum Glauben. That's courage for faith or something.
Courage for faith. That's amazing. Yeah. Something else?
Well, it's important to be strong and courageous when it's difficult. When it's not difficult, it's easy.
Exactly. Something else? That is coming right away in your mind is like, be strong. What is this?
I don't know many of
this.
I don't want to.
That okay, I will start with explaining what it means to be strong, and I was digging on the internet, and then we'll go to the spiritual side, and then we'll go to the spiritual side, what it means to be courageous. So what it means to be strong, that was explaining the internet, is having a mark or being greatly psychologically power. So it's one thing. Having a moral or intellectual power, that means to be strong. Having a great resource as wealth for the world or the talents, So this is the way how the world sees it. We're having a specified number of people which is fighting for you. And for me here is writing 10,000. So it means you are strong. Or striking or being superior to the kind, to your kind. So this is the way how the world see to be strong. What it means to be courageous? Courage is an ability to act on one's belief despite danger or disapproval. Courage is also called brave, boldness, greed, heart-holy, heroism, and gallant among all things. But for us, it's a little bit different in the way how we see to be strong and how we see to be courageous. And the first point that I want to share with you is that be strong with God. God Himself commanded His people, commanded Israel, and commanded us also that exactly on the scripture, be strong and courageous. And I want you to turn your Bibles to Joshua, first chapter, verses 7 to 9. Are we all good? 7 to 9. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave it you. Do not turn from it, right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that may you be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be purposeful and successful. Have I not commanded you? God is asking. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's such an amazing verse because God is calling us in the first time, be strong and very courageous. And after it is coming a warning for us. Be careful. God says, be careful. It's like, to be strong is that you need to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave it to you. To be strong, you shouldn't turn from the Bible to the left or to the right because it's comfortable for you. No. God is saying, stay on the Bible. This is the thing what makes you strong. And the way how we apply that also, we talk through the Bible. Because He's saying, keep the Bible, keep the law on your lips. Meditate for the Bible, not just once a week. Not just once a month. But day and night. Because in this way, you will be strong. But not just strong. You will be purposeful and successful. We, all of us, wants to be successful. All of us wants to feel strong. And all of us in our day, we want to fulfill all our tasks. But what the scripture says, the first thing, how can we be strong, successful, and purposeful, it's stay on the Bible. It's pretty easy. But sometimes we fall on it. Just stay on the Bible. And it's interesting because here is talking for the time when Israelites was 400 years in captivity. And they was going, God made them free from the hand of Pharaoh. And Israelites, they saw what God did, but they still was weak on their belief. Only Joshua and Caleb, if you remember from the story, was two main people who believed, and they said that God is powerful, He will do for us, we will conquer the promised land. But the rest didn't. But anyway, and he knew, God knew that besides that people saw what He was doing, He needed to help them to get courage and be strong. And that's why He gave them the law. And for us, it didn't change nothing even today. Because on that time, maybe some of you have roots of being Hebrew and we could be part and worshiping God at that time. But we who are not Hebrews, we couldn't even worship God that time. We couldn't even be chosen. But now, we're chosen. You're sitting here as disciples of Christ. And it's exactly, God did the same thing for you and me through Jesus Christ. And I want you to read a verse which is like so known to you, but it's so meaningful for everybody of us. John 3. Please, if you can turn your Bibles to third chapter, verses 16 and 17. Okay, John? Oh, yeah. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whatever believes in Him shall not perish, but have the eternity life. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Today me and you have a chance to go to the most holy place ever and be in touch right away with God and being connected with Him and feeling strong because of Jesus Christ. Because on that time, the one who could enter to the temple was the highest priest, and he was tied with a rope here. If he dies on that place there because he was having sin or the nation had sin, they could carried him out. But nobody else could enter in there, the most holy place, and talk directly to God and say, God, I'm here. But today, we have the chance that through Jesus, me and you, we could have Bible, and we could talk to God. And it's amazing because you can pray on the street. It's amazing you can pray home. It's amazing you can read the Bible when you are in university. You can read the Bible whenever you are in the coffee shop. But still you are in touch and you are right away in the most holy place, being right away in touch with God. This is what it means to be strong with God. It means that you read the Bible and pray. This is what makes us strong. It doesn't make us strong how money we have, how power we have, what degree we have, what the job we do. This thing doesn't matter. What it makes us strong today, and it will still continue, because Jesus once and forever made the sacrifice on the cross, is because we are privileged to be in touch with God directly. And I just want to go to another scripture that Jesus Himself gave us an example what He was doing as a man in the flesh to stay in touch with God. So Mark, first chapter. Verses 35 and 36. Yeah. Are we all good? Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus himself, when he was on the earth, he knew that to face the day, he needed a really good time with his Father. And he did it right away in the morning. Because he knew that with the stress and everything which is coming around him, he needed to go and charge himself with God first of all, that he could help other people to see his whole mightiness. And for us, it's the same today, brothers and sisters. Because if you want to be strong, the conclusion of this point is that you need to, every day, it's better on the morning, because Jesus was doing that on the morning, to read and pray. That's what makes you strong. And if you really want to see, I by myself, when I want to see if I'm really strong with God and I'm doing the right way and I'm giving God the enough time, I just write down how much times I did quiet time a week. How much time I spend on my prayer and how much time I spend on my Bible. In your time with God, it's not you need to have a timer. But it's just to help you personally to see where you are spiritually. And you by yourself will measure, are you strong with God or not? Because this is the key. To be strong with God, you need to be closer to the Bible and talking directly to the prayer to God. I've been seeing my friends leaving the church just because I think, personally, this is my opinion, the diagnosis was that they slowly forget who God it is. And they forget to go back, to charge themselves, to be strong with God spiritually. And this has not come for one day. This may take months, may take year. But Satan is right there and he's waiting that we could be weak. But we have God, we have Jesus. And I want to encourage you, please, read your Bible and pray. This is not a cliche, but it's the key and the clue for your spiritual life. This is the way how you can be strong spiritually. And being strong with God. My second point is that God knew that we as people forget things. We as people are weak and the day may take us and may attract our point of view or just going running to the things. But we should keep staying together so we are stronger church, when we are together. This is my second point. And as body of Christ, all the believers should be unified. This doesn't mean that we all have to agree in every little detail, in every our likings or dislikings. But we truly and we will be truly and powerful church only then when we unify for all together we follow Christ. When I was preparing the sermon and I was thinking about this unity, I remember my grandfather. Because we in Albania have a really great tradition that we stay so close to our original family. We may know generations till five generations. So we are so close relationships, so that we have connections. And that's just because our grandfather's teaching us that we need to stay together. I remember he was teaching a stick, first of all. You see, and he said, "Do you see this stick?" And he was like, everyone's like, "Yeah, I see the stick. Do you think that I can break this stick?" And I was like, everybody was like, "Yeah, you can break the stick. So what do you want to teach us with that?" And he said, "This is you. If you stay alone." And he took a bunch of sticks together. And he put it together and he said, "Do you think that I can break this?" And we said, "Oh, but it will be hard." He said, "I cannot break this. Because they are a lot. And they are together." And it's the same parable, the same thing for the church today. Because we have one enemy, which is Satan. We are, I think personally, that if we are alone, we are weak.
Yep. I am.
And our enemy is stronger than us. He lied before God, and he is the father of lies and everything else. So he can do everything to break you and break me. But if we stay together, he cannot break us. Amen. Ephesians 4. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians 4. Are we good? There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. We are one, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter what cultures we come from. We have here from Germany, from Africa, from Albania, from Ukraine, from Russia, from Slovakia, from China. So we are so much diverse. But this not doesn't mean... You're touched? Amen. So, this not doesn't mean that we should see our differences, that I come from Albania and I'm different from an African one. I'm sorry.
It's okay, I still love you.
I love you too. So, but me and him, we are connected and we are one because we was baptized on the one God. We believe the same thing. We open the same Bible. We pray to the same God. And we have the same blood running to the same body, which is the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And the diversity, it's amazing. Because you and me, we can learn from each other. We could build each other. We could help each other. And we could fulfill our differences. And this is a great potential that the church not just will lift it up, but it will shine. That other people will see that you're not alone, that you're not crazy, that just following Christ. But you are together. And you are strong. And you are going to one direction. And which is that we want to glorify Christ. Our citizenship is not where we're born from. It's not even connected. I don't know when I will live next year or something like this. But what it matters for me is that I remember all the time to whom I belong. To whom is my citizenship first? Which is my heavenly citizenship. I came from there, and I will go there again. We're traveling in this world. What we're achieving here is nothing, brothers and sisters. It's nothing. But what are we going to get when we will be with Christ will be amazing. As we sing today, as we glorify God, there will be more amazing. Because we will see all our heroes of the Bible. We may meet with David, with Solomon, with everybody else, which is like with Moses. And we'll ask them and we'll be with them. And we'll glorify God together. But we should stay strong together. Because our enemy is strong. One, you are alone, you're weak. And remember that. Because Christianity, it's not made to be alone. Christianity is made to be together. Even when you see the cross, I don't know if you really heard this parable before, but it shows the relationship you have with God, first of all. And the other one is the relationship with the church. And it comes the cross. It's exactly direct us again to Jesus. So that's why he's telling us, you are strong if you are together. Okay. Let's go on. Hebrews 3. Yeah. Verses 12 to 14. Are we good?
I'm good.
See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it calls today, so that no one of you may be hurted by the sin deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. We stay strong and together when we share our battle spiritually. Because where Satan can deceive us, what the scripture says, it's exactly the same. He is also attacking us every day in that part. That you are a sinner. You're not worth it. You made mistakes. You cannot go before God. I don't know if you had these questions on your mind, but I had those questions in my mind. And I was feeling myself that I'm like kind of garbage. I cannot go before God. But you are not. And I'm not. Because God is waiting for you every day. And God didn't leave you alone. See around you how many people you have. You are sitting on this place today because God wants you. And God gave all the potential, gave you all the talents that you can encourage this church. That you can do something brightful and really amazing for this church. Please, just share your spiritual battles. Stay closer to each other. Do not leave any small window or something to Satan, because he can deceive you. We are weak if we are alone. I'm saying this many times, but we need to remember. But if we stay together, and we walk together spiritually, we are strong. In my 8 years as a disciple, the good part that played that I'm still standing before you and I'm a disciple It's just because I had people around me that took care about me spiritually. They're asking me how I'm doing spiritually. With what I'm fighting for. With what I'm fighting right now in my spiritual battle. What is the sin that I cannot handle anymore? It's simple questions, but it's really deep and help our spiritual life. This helps us to be free, because God knows our sins. But we need someone in the flesh and blood to help us, that we could see every day, and to talk, and to advise each other. Because on the church, you find incredible people that really have huge backgrounds that help you fight everything, because God made His church almighty. Just please use each other in a good sense. Use each other to really get wisdom. Ask even for the smallest thing, because two minds is better than one. Your mind is not enough. My mind is not enough. I was so afraid today that, or yesterday, I wrote to Stefan at 10:30. I was like, Stefan, what is this storm? What's going on? Do I need to come or not? He's like, I will come. I will do still stuff, so you can come. But he really was positive. He was like, I don't know what are you talking about, this storm, but I will come. I'll still come. And again, I wrote to him, Stefan, does the church will come together? I will be alone or whatever. He's like, come on, man. One train is not working, but yours is working. You need to come. Or just register the sermon, and so we will have a sermon. But I was like, okay, I need to come. But he gave me courage. So I'm here today. So it's just a small thing. It's a small situation, since wow. I never heard about this storm. I never did it before, but if I was for me, I was not coming. But if I ask someone, he's like, don't worry about it. Come. So we are strong where we are together. And when we share our talents, when we share everything what we know, because this is the way how we build the church of God. I personally adore all the people who play instruments. I'm not good in that. I don't know to play guitar, piano. I always saw these people like they had something extra that I don't have. So I admire them. But I still have time. I can learn. It's amazing that we have so many people and they do different stuff. And we all together come one and we do something beautiful for God. And I'm really amazed by you brothers and sisters, the way how you take care about the church. And the way how you organize all the services for God. Everywhere where I was traveling around and I personally worked for the church, all the churches had an evangelist who was really taking care for managing all the church. But you teach me something different. That we are all can do something together. It doesn't mean we need to have someone that will lead everything. And you are the perfect example for me in that. And please keep doing it. Keep shining for God. Do not surrender. Gather together. We're taking communion and the bread and everything we're doing for God. And that's an amazing way how I'm really challenged and amazed at how God has made you all together and making function this church, because you want to glorify God. But please also think for your talents. Think what you have in your baggage. Maybe something that you even forget it. Just pray to God. God, show me what I can do more. How can I encourage the church? Maybe you know to do something that really will help the church. That will organize something. That will really help disciples go to another level. Because that's why we are sitting here today. And we need to help each other for being better. But better we are together. Better we are not alone. Because we're one. But when we are together, we are one in Christ. That's different. So, really, I just want to encourage you that this week, please think about your talent. Think for something that you can do. Pray for so long. I don't know. Just take a time and pray and say that, God, what I can do. Because it's not yet finished. We're still fighting. We're still alive. And we still need to go on. And we need to grow the church. In spiritual context, in other contexts. But to grow, it means we need to be together and put everything together. Okay, my last point. Strong in mission.
Come on.
It's for me personally, to be strong in mission, it means that this is what I'm living for. Because you are a Christian, so you are carrying the name of Christ. Your goal and your mission is to make known the name of the Father whom you belong to. So what it means to be a Christian, we need to present it everywhere. And I want to send you to a scripture which is like really dear to me because it's connected also so closely to me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Are we good? We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as we though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. I've been finishing my studies. That's why I said for it's connected to me, because I've been finishing the international relationships. And I know exactly what it means to be an ambassador. To be an ambassador, it means that you have all the credentials to some country. A country write you a paper when they send you to a mission. So you are representative of your country to another country. So you have all the power. So you're considered, when you are out there, you're considered as a president of this country. Because you are presenting the economical situation, you are presenting the culture, you are presenting all the businesses, you are helping that the other incomes come to your country through the events you're doing. So basically, you have all the package from your country and all of your support that you could be successful. And imagine right now, God says, you are ambassador of Christ. You have the paper from God. That you have all the ability and all the power and everything what you need to be successful for presenting Christ. But to be strong in this, we need to remember that God is with me. God sent me. God will walk with me. God will take care about me. And God will not leave me alone. I know stories from Albanian church. One sister, she was once going, she was living on the dormitory. And she went to throw the garbage. And when she was going to throw the garbage, she found on the garbage a piece of paper. Just a card where it's writing the number, this is the church. We gather there here, so you're welcome and everything else. So all the details and information. And she calls. Hey, hello, I want to join, I want to come, so how I can make it. And she goes to the church. She wasn't a Christian at that time, And she liked so much the atmosphere. She liked the people were so close to her. She liked so much that people was going after her. And when they ask her, where did you find the invitation? So who invited you? And she said, oh, I'm sorry, it's not the amazing place to find it, but I found it on the garbage. And they asked around on the church and they said, hey, who shared faith in the student city that day? And there's like, me, a group of people. We may have a potential sister right here. And she came and became a Christian. She studied the Bible and became a Christian. You need to remember that who is sending you? Doesn't matter, I don't know how to talk, I don't know what to say, maybe he will take it as a granted or not. It doesn't matter. She found it on the garbage and she came to the church. And she became a disciple. Imagine how much powerful will be your word just saying something. And God is promising us, this is the last scripture, something much bigger in the mission. Matthew 28. I think you know all of this scripture, but 18 to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the ages. God is with you always. God is sending you. You have the Holy Spirit. God is speaking to you. Please take courage. You're strong. Because it's not you speaking personally, it's God is speaking through you. You have the Holy Spirit. Something inside of your heart is living there. And please fill it. And push yourself because God will use you. You're strong when you share more for God. You will feel strong when you go out there bold and say, I will share today for Christ. And I'm amazed. You're doing a great job. You're inviting your friends. Like in the church is coming, your friends. That's amazing. Keep doing that. But also, don't lose any chance with anybody. Amen. Just even to give them a card. Please, I'm a Christian. This is what I believe. Maybe something will happen in their life. Something will be. God will use it. And He will come back. Or she will come back to you. Because God wants everybody to be saved. I don't know if you happen to you or... But to me, when I'm not sharing my faith, I feel weak. I feel myself not confident at all to go and just share faith with someone. Because I have this fear as a human being that he or she will not be interested. Or he or she will look down to me as like, what are you talking about, God? No, brothers and sisters. God is almighty. He has the authority. The person you have in front is the child of God. Besides that, he doesn't believe in God. And we need to treat everybody like this. But what makes us strong in our mission, it's please remember again who is sending you and who is with you. You as a human being cannot do nothing. But God with you can use you to do everything. And God is will be with you till the end of your life. So, first of all, we've been strong with God. We are strong together. And then we go out there and strongly, with the braveness, with the boldness, share for God. Because we are strong and brave and courageous. I love you guys. That's it for today. And just really, I have a prayer request that... Okay. Our documents for staying in Germany is not going really well. Just please, in your prayer time, pray for us that God will really make a way that we could stay here. Because it's been like we're coming around for 8-9 months. German government denied us twice. But they are not God, they are not Almighty, so... Maybe they are skeptical because we are both foreigner. Me and my wife, we are both foreigner. I don't know what is going on in their mind. It's just... But please, just... pray for us that God will open a door and we may stay here. We want to be in Germany. We chose this place and we want to be here. But how and when and where? Because sometimes we also feel a little bit tired. Like we want to be having a stable place. Because our baby's growing and we just like we don't have any more resource and time to just travel around. Just please pray that God really will open the door and we may stay here. Amen. I love you so much and thank you for all of it. Like, we feel really your love. We feel all of your care. We feel all of your hugs and smiles. It's been really an encouragement for us to be this time here. Amazing. The way how you welcome us, we feel like home. So thank you so much and we love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.